A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk Diaspora Forum, where we discuss issues affecting Zimbabweans in the diaspora. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, D.C., this Wednesday, December 28, 2022. I'm your host, Jonga Kandemiri. I hope you all had a great Christmas and compliments of the new season. Tonight on the Diaspora Forum, we are looking back at the year 2022 that is coming to an end this Saturday. What do Zimbabweans in the diaspora say about the year 2022? Some had high hopes of achieving a lot of things, while others were affected by COVID-19. At the same time, Zimbabwe acknowledged the vital role that those living in the diaspora play in terms of developing the Southern African nation. But did they deliver in 2022? Last year alone, Zimbabweans living outside the country sent home US $1.5 billion in remittances, making them the economy's major foreign currency contributors. They are expected to send more money back home this year. In return, they expected President Emmerson Mnangagwa's government to allow them to vote in national elections. The government decided to give them a cold shoulder. And in South Africa, almost 179,000 Zimbabweans with special permits struggled to regularize their status after the South African government decided to terminate the program. President Cyril Ramaphosa's government decided to give those seeking new permits up to the end of June this year to put their act together or face deportation. A few have applied for exemptions, claiming that they won't be able to get fresh documents as they are doing menial jobs. Operation Dudula, on the other hand, caused havoc among Zimbabweans who were hounded at work and at home by these locals, demanding that they should pack and leave the country as they were allegedly taking all the jobs and causing untold suffering among people by providing dangerous drugs and promoting commercial sex work. In one of the most unfortunate incidents, Zimbabwean domestic worker Elvis Nyati was killed early this year by a vigilante group which was looking for what they called criminals terrorizing residents in Deep Slot Township. Nyati was at the wrong place at the wrong time. These and many more are 2022 highlights. Hongu, chedu cha nasi, che Live Talk Diaspora Forum, chanotarisa zviri kusangana nezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika, uri musi wechitatu, zvita 28, 2022. Nasi muchirongwa tiri kutarisa nezvegore ra 2022 iro riri kupera nemusi wemugovera tichitarisa kuti chii chakawaniswa vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika pane zvose zvavaishuvira kubva kunyaya dzekuti vavhote vari kunyika dzavagere nezvimwe zvakawanda. Tiri kutaurisawo kusimudzirwa kuri kuitwa upfumi hwenyika nevari kunze kuburikidza nemari dzavanotumira kumusha. Idzo dzinonzi muna 2021 chete dzakasvika pabhiriyoni rimwe chete nemamiriyoni mazana mashanu emadhora ekuAmerica, kana kuti $1.5 billion, uyewo kuvaka kwavari kuita kumusha. Ko, zvivimbiso zvavakapiwawo nehurumende imo muna 2022 kune vari kunze zvakadzadziswa here? Ndizvo zvatiri kuzeya muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Pamwe nezvimwe zvakawanda, pindai muchirongwa tibate tiri pamwe chete. And to help us discuss these issues, we are joined by Mr. Simba Mavaza, who is a member of ZANU-PF and is based in the United Kingdom. And we also have Mr. Simba Bako, who is the interim chairperson of the Citizens Coalition for Change in Canada, which falls under North America province, and Mr. Dan Moyo, who is the chairperson of Diaspora Vote Campaign and is based here in the USA. Welcome to our show, gentlemen.
Thank you. Welcome, listeners. Welcome, Jonga.
Thank you so much, Dr. Mavaza. And Mr. Bako, can you hear me, Mr. Bako?
Yes, I can. Thank you very much, Mr. Jonga.
And Mr. Dan Moyo. Yes, Mr. Denmoy, you are faint. We can't hear you clearly. Okay, while we are fixing that, let's go to the guests. Maybe we can start with Dr. Mavaza. Dr. Mavaza, 2022 is coming to an end. What can you say about this year? You are one of the people who are outside Zimbabwe. As Zimbabweans in the diaspora are called diasporans, you are one of the diasporans.
2022 has been a very exciting year for Zimbabwe in diaspora and Zimbabwe at home. Firstly, it has been the year where the diaspora remittances have gone 10% high than any other year, which shows that the diaspora are thinking towards investing at home. It has become a wonderful year in that regard. It has become a year when we have seen for the first time in the world, in the history of the world, that a person who threatens this country in diaspora is arrested and sentenced to 4 years. I'm talking in connection with Mr. Chinyanga, a CCC member who was arrested in England for urging people to go and bomb police stations in Zimbabwe. He was sentenced to 4 years on terrorism charges by the British government and is in prison as we speak. And it was quite a milestone on Zimbabwe to show us that we must not be afraid to use our laws to protect ourselves, because other countries are protecting us. So it has become again another year to show that Zimbabwe, which has been demonized for breaching human rights, has not been doing so. It has actually been protecting its country, and Britain has led by example by incarcerating a Zimbabwean national who was actually doing exactly what other nationals back home are doing and being arrested, and claiming that they are being politically abused. When in actual fact, they are literally terrorists who have been arrested by a proper government. So it is a year which has shown us a very good way of how the law should be applied and what should be done when people come out of the law. And again, it is a year where we have seen the weakening of the opposition. So the strength of ZANU-PF has been seen in 2022, where we have been doing a lot of development. The roads have been rehabilitated, buildings are being rehabilitated, and the Great Bridge border post has been beautified and decorated and rebuilt into a new town. And again, we've seen CCC making wonders for the first time in the history of the world to come up with a political party with no constitution, no members, nothing, just a name. And it's a wonder of 2022. We actually, where the whole world is now going towards democracy, and we have a party which claims to be democratic with no democratic instruments. So yes, 2022 is coming to an end, but it's a very exciting year, a very good year. We are going towards 2023, where we are expecting results in our forthcoming election.
Thank you so much, Dr. Mavaza. Please do stay online. I know Mr. Bako wants to respond to what Dr. Mavaza just said. Mr. Bako, chip in there.
Thank you very much, Mr. I think it's good to hear my fellow Dr. Mavaza saying it's been a very exciting year. And number one, he's very excited by the increase in the remittance of the diaspora, which he thinks is because of the excitement of the people having more interest back home. But I would say the demand back home, the help from the people in the diaspora has risen immensely, and that is why the remittances are rising, because people are really struggling back home, and we are left with no option except to put them on our budget here and support them. And also the fact that the cost of the project back home has really been rising every single time, and we are left with no choice to do it. But generally, 2022 has been one of the worst years in the country, because when ZANU-PF came into power, or when this new dispensation came into power, there was a lot of hope in the people of Zimbabwe. And there was a lot of promises that were made to the people of Zimbabwe. There was a lot of promises that were made to us in the diaspora. But none of that has managed to come through, and none of that has happened, because even the vote, we were promised the vote when they came into power, and they promised to recognize us more since we were actually driving the economy with our remittances.
Mm-hmm.
But none of that has come to fruition. But on the other side, ours as the new CCC, Citizen Coalition for Change, has been a very exciting year. We have brought the new hope to the people of Zimbabwe. We are the new hope to the people of Zimbabwe. And we are going, and we have been moving forward with all what you have said about our party, that we are structuralist, we don't have a constitution, but we are intact, and we have become stronger in less than 1 year. So it's very exciting for us, and we're really looking forward to the coming election in 2023.
Thank you so much, Mr. Bako. Please do stay on the line. Mr. Denmoyo, welcome back.
Thank you, John. Good afternoon again.
Yes, I think you heard from our two guests, Dr. Simba Mavaza and Mr. Simba Bako, who is in Canada, a CCC member. And you also are the chairperson of the Diaspora Vote Campaign. And the government, as what Mr. Bako said, promised people in the diaspora, Zimbabweans in the diaspora, a diaspora vote. Did this materialize?
No, it does not. And we're very disappointed. And Mr. Bako is correct, because we did bring this issue. It's a public issue. Non UA covered it. We did bring this issue with President Mnangagwa in 2019, and he assured us publicly in front of everyone that 2023, we are going to get our vote. We subsequently followed and asked questions where our vote is, because we had seen no movement, no registration of voters or anything of that nature on our end, and we were concerned as the time was ticking by. So here we are at the end of 2022, and we still do not have our vote. I had the two gentlemen speak about the remittances, which is a big issue. Zimbabweans are showing their commitment. Zimbabweans in the diaspora are showing their commitment to helping Zimbabwe in all aspects that they can. And we will continue sending money because, frankly, we have no choice. Our people are in dire need of our help. There are no jobs. We're still talking 80% unemployment. So the fact of the matter is the masses are still suffering. And us here in the diaspora, we want to have a skin in the game. We can come together and increase what we're currently putting in, which we just send into our families, but really boost the economy. But we need to have skin in the game. We need to know that we are protected. Our assets, our properties will be protected. We need to have a vote. We need to know that the people administering these assets are people that are wanted by the masses, not people who are self-imposed, because ZANU-PF has been in power in perpetuity. It's over 42 years now. The country has gone worse, from bad to worse. Zimbabwe used to be the breadbasket of Africa. You can't tell us it's climate change. Clearly, something has gone wrong with the way the country is being administered. And it is about time ZANU-PF realized that it's not about them, but it's about Zimbabwe as a nation. Mm-hmm. And we are prepared to rebuild that nation, but they need to step aside and give us a chance to do that.
Thank you so much, Mr. Moyo. Please do stay on Skype. Dr. Mavaza, pindurai tinzwe, tipei nerimi rwamai mazwa mashoko ataurwa nevarume vaviri avo.
Ndanzwa hangu varume vaviri vachingobvongodza mukaka vanga vakarungwa zvakanaka. Chekutanga ndakuti vanzwisise kuti ZANU-PF yaita zvidavado mugore ra2022 kune shanduko yakawanda yaitika munyika. Nyika yaakubudirira, migwagwa iri kuvakwa, zvivakwa kana zvatingati mabuildings zviri kugadziriswa. Uyezve ndatopa muenzaniso yokuti pabhodha pedu pekubedbridge agadziriswa zvokuti zvinhu kavanhu vari kushanyira Zimbabwe vari kuona manakiro enyika. Vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika vari kuona kukosha kwenyika yavo, vari kutumira mari kumusha, kwete mari yekudya, asi mari yekuvaka mabhizinisi, yekuvaka dzimba, yekugadzirisa, yatingati mari yeinvestment. Izvi hazviratidze kuti hazviitwe nevanhu vano vari kuona nyika yavo ichiparara, asi vanhu vari kuona tariro mukati menyika yavo. Zimbabwe inyika yakanakisa iri mumaoko mevatongi vakanaka. Uyezve vadenimo ndafunga kuti vachataura pamusoro pekuti Zimbabwe yakabudirira 2022 yakakwanisa kukokwa kunyika dzakasiyana siyana, kuratidza kuti madyidzirano edu nedzimwe nyika avanduka, avandudzwa, ashanduka zvikuru. Tava foreign relationship yedu yakanaka. Zimbabwe yakadaidzwa kucop 26 gore rino, ikadaidzwa kuDavos, ikauya zvakare kusummit yevatungamiriri venyika dzeAfrica, uko kwatakazotumira vashava. Zvinoratidza kuti nyika yedu yanga yakavhaniwa panze yakwanisa kuzarura misasa yakawanda yekunze kwenyika yanga yakavharwa. Izvi zvega zvinoratidza kuti takakukwanisa kubatsira nyika yedu kuti ibudirire, takakwanisa kuti upfumi hwenyika yedu huwanike huchikora, nekuti haane nyika dzakawanda dzaakuuya dzichidirawo mari nemazano mukati meZimbabwe. Variko havo vanenge vachingoukura, asi Zimbabwe senzou inenge ichingofamba, basa richiita zvakanaka. Uyezve ndinoda kuti nyika tione mafambiro ari kuita Zimbabwe izvo zvino izvi. Taakupinda mu2023 gore resarudzo. Ndinoti kuvateereri, sarudzai ZANUPF, maona zvayaita 2022, tiri kuenderera mberi, tichange tava mukaka madyiro amakaita paChristmas. Munenge muchidya madyiro aya mazuva ese kana ZANUPF yadzokera.
Tinotenda Dr. Mavhasa, rambai muri parunhare. Regai tisati tatambira muenzi wedu mumwe atinaye pachirongwa, vapinda muchirongwa vachaos Mutama, tisati taenda kwavari. Timbonzwa kuna vasimba bako nerurimi rwaamai, mashoko ari kukurukurwa, manzwa zvataurwa naDr. Mavhasa nezvataurwa navaDenmoy.
Maita henyu zvakanakai. Ndingati zvizvarwa zvese zveZimbabwe zvisiri kugara muZimbabwe zvinogara kune dzimwe nyika, vana vanoda nyika yavo sikuru, ende vana vanonzwa kurwadziwa nenhamo iri munyika yedu. Saka muchiona tichiramba tichitumira mari, saka muchiona tichiramba tichiedza kuti tingaitoo zvima zvinobatsira ikonomi yenyika yeZimbabwe, tiri kuedza nepatinogona napo kuti tingaite sei tibatsire nyika. Chiri kunyanya kurwadza manje ndechekuti hatisi kunyatsowana rubatsiro kana kuti kuve tinopiwa chinzvimbo chedu sevana vari kushandira nyika yavo, vari kusapota nyika yavo nehurumende yedu. Hurumende yedu sezvatambotaura paya kuti yakatiforomisa zvakawanda payakauya, asi pane zvese zvayakativimbisa hapana kana chimwe chete chandingati vakatibatsira. Saka muri kuona kuti isisi taakutoti no, shanduko yavakatauya nayo vachitimu distensioni vakanyebera ruzhinji rweZimbabwe. Hapana zvakangofanana. Ese maprojekt avari kutaura kuti vari kuita zvese zvana Bite Bridge Village ndo zvakangotangwa kubva hurumende yava Mugabe. Zvataurwa kudara road yeBite Bridge yakatotangwa nava Mugabe. Magetsi ekuhwangaya zvakatangwa nava Mugabe. Chavo distensioni yavakaita chaiyo hapana chandinoona. Ende vana veZimbabwe vatonyanya kusvipika kupfuura zvavaiita nguva yaMugabe. Ipapo Dr. Mavhasa vachiti nyika yedu iri kubudirira, ende tikatarisa tikaenda kumahuman rights chaiko chaiko ndo kwatozonyanya, vanhu vari kumbunyikidzwa zvakanyanya. Mukatarirei zvino vasikala vakune mwedzi mingani vakavharirwa pasina kana tavakavharirirwa. Nazvino kana Matare ari kutadza kuti ataure nyaya yekuti vasikala vakatungirwei ende vari kugarirei mutirongo makore akareba, mamwedzi yakareba kudai. Saka ipapa nyika yedu ndiri kutoona kuti yatonyanya kutonyangara kupfuura zvayanga yakaita kare pachina vamugabi.
Thank you so much. That was Mr. Simbabako, CCC chairperson in Canada. Please do stay on the line. Let's now go to Mr. Charles Mutama, who is the president of Patriotic Zimbabweans, who just joined us. Mr. Mutama, welcome to our show.
Tichikorokotedzai ne Kisimusi yatipfurei ne holiday ratakatasara nayo zvekare yegore dzva ratakatasara naro.
Vamutama, tiri kuona kuti nyaya iri mudariro kana kuti regai ndikande nerurimi rwechirungu kuitira kuti kana tavakuzoti vamoyo vatibatsire kuzenge vakutsetsenura nerurimi rwendevele vanga vachinzwisa kuti tiri kukurukura nezvei.
We are looking at 2022, and your party, if my memory serves me right, was the first party to petition Parliament over the issue of diaspora vote. Did this bring any fruits?
Oh, thank you very much for reminding our audience about the petition that we submitted in Parliament around the call for the diaspora vote. As far as we are concerned as Patriotic Zimbabweans Party, the issue of the diaspora vote is a work in progress. We followed the recommendation by our court, the Supreme Court, that the demand for the diaspora vote should be submitted through the Parliament of Zimbabwe, where laws are made. And as a party, we did that, and our petition was duly accepted and considered permissible by the Parliamentary Committee on Justice, Legal and Parliamentary Affairs. And we were requested to also submit a model of voting by Chairman Mataranyika, Honorable Mataranyika, which we did. And we are awaiting the next stage where the petition or the submissions that we made after the petition will be debated on the floor so that a bill can be worked on, a nonpartisan bill, which will include the input of the opposition parties in Parliament, the ruling party, and even ourselves who are outside Parliament. So it is work in progress. We do not expect the diaspora vote to be availed soon due to the bureaucratic issues surrounding how Parliament is conducted. Furthermore, we would also like to...
30 seconds, Mr. Mutama, 30 seconds.
Yes, we would also like to mention that we also proposed the Zimbabwe Diaspora Bond, which we feel goes hand in hand with the electoral rights that should be extended to the diaspora. And as such, we are elated to notify our audience that Professor Mthuli Ncube announced that the Zimbabwe Diaspora Bond will be considered as a policy by government so that the diaspora can start to be involved in ensuring that Zimbabwe becomes financially independent.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mutama. Please do stay on the line. And for those that just joined us, this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, D.C. Today, we are talking to Zimbabweans living in the diaspora about the year 2022. And we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. And now I go back to Mr. Dan Moyo. Ubaba Moyo, ndaikumbira mungoti nesindebele fachafache bichana, zvatakurukura izvi, vanzwisise kuti tirikurukura nenyaya dzei.
Yeah, valaleri lapa kudava esilihlafunayo ndudava le diaspora votes. Ukuti ama Zimbabweans sesifika kwenye election ezayo next year 2023. Ama Zimbabweans amanengi sikhuluma mhlawumbe abafika 4 million, which is really i constituency enkulu kabe eZimbabwe ekuvoteni. Ngoba ungakhangela even ama votes ka 2018 maybe be 4 million in total. So i diaspora i constituency enkulu kabe umbele ngabe ilelungelo lokuvota njengoba i constitution yethu sicho. Constitution yavumela ukuthi thina singaphandle sivote, kodwa sokusele ukuthi the government ikwenze kwenzakale lokho. And President Mnangagwa was promised silapha eNew York size sihlangane layo, wathi yena ngempela 2023 sizoba nayo i-diaspora vote. So thina sibona nje ukubana ngama false promises lawa ayenziwa ngumongameli welizwe akazimiselanga ukuthi ahlanganise abantu izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezingaphandle ukwenzela ukuthi lazo zikwazi ukuthi mazisakha zincedisa ukwakha iZimbabwe ziyabana lazo zile voice ekubuseni kwabo.
Mhm. Siyabonga baba. Thank you so much. Let me go back to Dr. Mavaza. Dr. Mavaza, you heard what our other guests said, and the issue of false promise from the government on diaspora vote.
The first issue is Comrade Dr. Moyo is actually confused himself. The president had never assured that there will be a diaspora vote by 2023. The president said he's going to look into it. It is a process. It is not that easy that we just have a diaspora vote tomorrow. There has to be arrangements. How do we go around it? How does the vote
Dr. Mavaza, if I may interject there, this promise was made in 2019, and now it's end of 2022. Why taking this long?
It is the promise to look into it. Looking into it can take 5 years, 10 years, or 20 years. There was no time limit in looking into it.
Mm-hmm.
So we are still looking into it, and exactly the promise still stands. We are the government is looking into it, and the funds permitting, money is permitting. Yes, there will be a diaspora vote. We actually are aware that 99% of the people in diaspora are ZANU-PF, and therefore we know we win those votes if we get them. But it's not a matter of the votes. It's a matter of the strategy of how do we do it, of logistics, and how can that be done without people complaining. So diaspora vote, yes, keep pushing up. It will be done. These are reforms, but they cannot be done in a day.
Thank you.
Furthermore, my friend from Canada said a lot of developments were done during Mugabe's time. I want to thank him for that, because he had forgotten that Mugabe has always been ZANU-PF and was ZANU-PF. So what he's talking about, what he's applauding, is the work of ZANU-PF, which I said, thank you for reminding me that some of this work has been done from the beginning and it has been finished during the new dispensation.
Thank you.
ZANU-PF is out to work and not just to sit.
Thank you so much, Dr. Mavaza. Mr. Bako, what can you expect in 2023? What can Zimbabweans in the diaspora expect in 2023?
In 2023, Zimbabwe in the diaspora, we just expect a better election. We just expect a free and fair election where the people of Zimbabwe will freely vote and where the vote will be accounted for freely as well. So we are expecting nothing less than a better election in Zimbabwe. And that election, as we are all aware, will bring change to Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
That election will bring the real change that the Zimbabwean people are looking for. And we hope 2023 election will be a better election. And the CCC is going to win this election if it is free and fair.
Thank you so much, Mr. Bako. Mr. Mutama, what can you say about 2023?
2023 is a year which calls for a common destiny for all Zimbabweans. It's a year which behooves us as citizens to work together in unison, to be united, particularly around the issue of transforming our economy.
Thank you.
And ensuring that we participate as the diaspora
Thank
in
you
electoral
so much.
Politics.
Thank you, Mr.
And
Mutama.
Also ensure that it is a free, fair,
Thank you.
And credible
Thank you. Let's hear from
our participation.
Let's hear from Mr. Denmoyo. Last word, Mr. Denmoyo, 2023?
2023 is going to be very tough for African countries, especially Zimbabwe, with the increase in interest rates that we are seeing this side as the Fed fights inflation. We are going to see more pressures on the local currencies there. The rand is already under pressure. It has fallen from 1:15 to 1:18. And so that means the cost of goods are going to go up in Zimbabwe. So, yeah.
Thank you.
There's going to be more remittances next
Thank
year.
Thank you so much. Us. Thank you so much, Mr. Moyo. Our time, as my colleague Chris Gandhi always says, there's no extra time. We have come to the end of our show, and I would like to take this opportunity to say thank you to Dr. Simba Mavaza, ZANU-PF UK, Mr. Dan Moyo, Diaspora Vote Campaign, Mr. Simba Bako, CCC Canada, and Mr. Charles Mutama, Patriotic Zimbabwean's party leader. My name is Jonga Kandemiri, wishing you a merry new year, a prosperous new year.